We're up to Simon Reish Aleph, and we will be doing Sif Aleph. Godol Mevorech. Who is the one that leads the benching? Who is the Mezamein? And the Mishnah Berurah says we're talking about even if he's not being motzi them with benching, only the Zimun. The Godol, meaning the biggest Talmud Chacham there, for Zimun should be motzi them. Afilu Bo Basof, even though he wasn't there at the beginning, but they all ended eating together, he is the one that should lead. Now the Mishnah Berurah already lets us know, here we're talking about when there's no balabayas, everyone is eating their own food. Or everyone paid for their food, say in a hotel. Whereas with regard to balabayas being there, that we'll see soon. Vimrotza litin rishus lekotel nevarach rashai. He is allowed to give permission to someone smaller than him to bench. Vahani milik eshein sham oreach. Avol miyesh sham oreach hu mevarach. The halachi is that if there's a guest, so the halachi is that you're supposed to give benching to the guest, even if there is a godel. Now, what's pshat in that? Here we're talking about where there is a balabayas. Otherwise, everyone's an oreach. There's one oreach, meaning you have a balabayas, and say even though he's a godel, and he has an oreach there, he's supposed to be mechabed the oreach. Afilu en balabayas godel mimenu kedei shivorech lebalabayas. Because an oreach is supposed to make a bracha for the balabayas. Uma bracha mevorcho. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that there are those who ask why we're not knowing to say the Nusach from the Gemara. Vim Balabayas wrote it. What if the Balabayas wants Levater? He doesn't mind giving up his bracha. He would rather bench himself and not have the oreach give him a bracha. He's allowed to. The whole reason why oreach mevorech is so that he can give a bracha to the balabayas. If the balabayas wants to forego his bracha, he can. Says the Rama, a balabayas is allowed to tell anyone to bench, even though there's an inyan of having the oreach mevorech, so he can bless the balabayas. The balabayas can give benching to anyone, even a katan, meaning someone, the smallest person around. We're not talking about a katan in years. There is a minig that if there is no balabayas, there's a minig that and there's no godel, that you let an oval lead the benching, the same way that in an oval is noeg to be a shliach tzibur. Now, what happens if this godel didn't finish eating yet? He came with everybody and didn't finish eating. There's no halacha that because he's a godel, everybody's going to wait for him. What happens if there are several orchim? The balabayas can choose. What happens if you have a balabayas that everyone is paying for the food? So the halacha is that there is no birkas balabayas over there, and therefore the oreach does not have to say a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah leaves it as a tzorech iyan. What happens if there's a godel who is an oreach and the balabayas doesn't feel like giving him the benching? Is he mechuyev to give it to him anyway because the person is a godel?